Hi there. The word for you today is, what kind of example are you? In 1 Timothy 4 verse 12, Paul writes, be an example in spirit. In Bible times, Jews looked down on non-Jews. Strictly speaking, they had no time for them. They actually referred to them as dogs. That's true. So, when Christ's disciples went into a Samaritan village to find accommodation for the night, they were turned away. And how did the disciples handle this rejection? With understanding, not a chance. They said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what spirit you are of. Hey, check your attitude. You can be totally unaware of your attitude toward others. You can even use scripture to justify yourself. The disciples thought that because Elijah called down fire on his enemies at Mount Carmel, that they should be able to zap these poor Samaritans. Amazing. Christ had just gotten through telling them, Luke 6:22, blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For indeed your reward is great in heaven. Only as you read the scriptures and pray can God shine the spotlight on your hidden biases and help you to correct them. Often, just the look in your face has more impact than all the words you speak. You can be arrogant and think you're just being assertive. You can be insensitive and think you're just being a truth teller. You can be purpose-driven and convince people that their only value to you is in what they contribute or give to you. Are you hearing me? When it comes to your spirit, you need a regular checkup. Okay?